Muslims from around America's capital poured into the Islamic Center of Washington in one of the most elegant parts of the city, known as Embassy Row. Egyptian law student Yusuf Mohammed Aouf hurried toward the men's entrance with his mind on what he would ask of God this year.
Of course, pray to my country, to the Islamic world, and to all human beings to be safe, peace, and have peaceful relations with every country, especially with the United States and the Islamic world.
Eid al-Fitr marks the breaking of the month-long fast of Ramadan. It can last up to 3 days in some countries. Aouf said it was the first time he spent the holiday outside of his native Egypt.
The Eid here is totally different from the Islamic world because, as you know, the day here is a business day, everything is okay. But in our countries, no, totally, the Eid means everything. Nothing, nor is no work, everyone on vacation, holidays. So it's totally different. But I hope that it will be a good day, inshallah.
This landmark mosque was built in the 1950s, and its minaret towers over the posh streets of this diplomatic neighborhood. Several beggars stood outside the wrought iron gate of the mosque. One pointed veiled women toward the separate side entrance.
Sisters go down this way.
Jamila Ramadan moved to America from Lebanon 14 years ago. She sometimes misses the way the Eid is celebrated in her native country, especially when she's in secular settings.
Culture, there's not a lot of people who are fasting, especially at work. You feel you have to accommodate, you have to restrain yourself from the coffee, and it's not as respectful as back home. And you feel people ask you, you're fasting, you know, it's a myth, why do you do it, and stuff like this. So,
a survey of Muslims in the United States released on Eid al-Fitr found that while most have assimilated well into American society, many say it has become harder to be a Muslim in America since the September 11th, 2001 attacks. Jerome Sokolowski, VOA News, Washington.